Hi there. Welcome to Alone But Not Lonely, the site for the single person learning to become comfortable with living alone, not necessarily by choice, but due to circumstances and a lack of viable selections. I am Selena, your host on this journey. Before we begin, please accept this as a disclaimer. I do not offer advice. I only offer suggestions. I offer suggestions so that the person listening can exercise his or her right to choose. What worked for me may not necessarily work for you. Now, having said that, let's begin our journey. Today's journey is named, I Don't Have to Be Perfect. When I was in the third grade, I attended Garfield Elementary School in Long Beach, California. While there, my teachers introduced us to the arts, musical, theatrical, and famous artists. I remember learning about Pablo Picasso and his geometrical, albeit abstract artistic style, and Claude Monet and his wonderful use of pastels in many of his paintings. It really fueled in me a deep desire to become an artist. Knowing of this desire, my dad would buy me all types of paints and art supplies. Every spring, I'd paint a butterfly to enter into the school's kite contest. Although it couldn't fly, the kite was considered artistic. However, no matter how hard I tried, I just could not draw. As a teenager, one of my best friends could just doodle the most creative characters and scenes with minimal effort. I could not understand why I didn't have the gift of drawing and painting and creating. After all, it was in my soul to be an artist. I knew it was. I crochet, I sew, I embroidery. I can do a lot of things with my hands. So I just continued with my life, accepting the fact that I could neither draw nor paint. A most unfortunate, yet fortunate thing happened to me, however. My husband and I separated. I knew we would not be reuniting. One of my cousins, by marriage, convinced me to complete paperwork to attend college. I was pregnant with the second of my two children. I completed the paperwork, submitted it, then said, if they give me the money, I'll go to college. I really needed to find a way to support my family. Three people just were not going to be able to live off of minimum wage, okay? Well, I was approved. I began college when my oldest son was 6 years old and my baby was 3 months. Words alone cannot describe how afraid I felt. I was so scared. I had not been in school full-time in about 18 years. Here I was with two children. One was in the first grade, the other was essentially a newborn. I had to use the welfare system, food stamps, a voucher for daycare, and we were fortunate enough to be able to select our own apartment for monies that paid our rent. I decided to attend Mississippi Gulf Coast Community Junior College. I went there because I was truly petrified. I had no idea what to expect of college, let alone myself. I really wasn't sure whether I could study, get good grades, and pass my classes. I was older than any of the teenagers. That alone made me feel isolated. I lacked confidence in my ability to learn, complete class assignments, let alone homework, understand math, and to multitask raising my sons while attending college full time. I really was an emotional mess. If that wasn't enough, I didn't even have a vehicle. Since the age of 16, I had always owned my own car. I continued to have transportation every year until my husband and I separated. Fortunately, my first semester, a friend of mine who attended the same college provided me with transportation on days when we both had classes. On the other days, however, my mother-in-law, who, by the way, is the best woman in the whole entire world and best grandmother ever, she drove me on the other days for a couple of semesters until I was able to purchase a vehicle of my own. That's not all about my former mother-in-law. Not only did she drive me to school, she dropped off and picked up my oldest son every day from school, then dropped off and picked up my baby every day from daycare for the 4 years that I attended college. She is an amazing woman. One day I hope to be as great a mother-in-law as she's been to me. Maybe I'll do a podcast about how to be a wonderful mother-in-law based on her. Now, however, back to the present. Well, in the past. While at junior college, I had to take a class. It was called Art for Elementary Education. Our instructor, Mrs. Moran, was a genuine artist. She actually taught us how to get past our inhibitions. One day, she taught us a technique called contour drawing. I believe she had yellow chalk taped to the end of a yardstick. We were to use this device as we stood to draw the outline of an object. Oh my goodness, what crooked lines I drew. How I struggled trying to draw that outline with a yardstick as an extension of my own right hand. Of course, I wasn't the only person in the class having difficulty. The younger students were complaining vehemently. Then Ms. Moran suggested, "Don't worry about how perfect the outline is. No one's perfect. Once you add the details, no one will ever notice any imperfections." And you know what? She was right. I was free. I broke out of the chains that bound me artistically. I finally learned to draw, then paint. Since that class, I've used acrylics, watercolors, and oils. I even took a Bob Ross painting class. You can view some of my artwork on my site at the S.W. Oliver 2001 on YouTube. The lesson I learned from this experience is that I need to remain teachable. When I'm willing to learn, when I'm willing to change in order to enhance my development as a human being, I grow. I had to wait over 20 years to become an artist. The desire to become an artist, it had lain dormant within me all of those years. And now I paint murals. I paint on canvas. I give art away as gifts. I probably should give away more, according to my sons. Now, as an adult, I now know what I didn't know then, back when I was a child. As an adult, I know now how to follow instructions. As an adult, I can admit that I don't know everything. As an adult, I also now know that there is something, someone, somewhere who knows how to do something that I might want to learn. I also recognize that whether I take an exercise, cycling, painting, Bible, or cooking class, I widen my circle. Whenever I widen my circle, I have a better opportunity of meeting like-minded individuals. Then, because I'm cultivating friendships, I find that although I may be home alone, I'm not lonely. Until next time, this is Selena, your host for Alone But Not Lonely. Thank you for listening.